Welcome to share number 8. Share number 8, Simon Kuf. Okay, because this is a small simon, there's not much written on here. I'm going to read the Mechaber Emor, all four sifim, and then we'll do the share. Let's go. Beria fil be'alaf lo bato. Beria, dehainu kagon, nemala, oof tame, an ant or a tame oof. It's like a hawk or something, any type of tame oof. The gira nashe. The aver minachai. An aver has to be an aver, limb from a living animal. Ubeita shiesh ba efroach, a beita that has a chick growing in it. Vekiyotzi behem, similar to these things. Afilu be'alef lo batel, even in 1,000, they're not batel. We'll explain in the shir this for a why a beria is not batel even in elef. Ve'ein lo din beria, ala'im kain, hu davar shehu shehaya bo chiyus. It doesn't have a din of beria unless it's a davar that has chiyus, something that has life. Lafuki chita, that's a grain of wheat. Okay, a grain of wheat also has life, but it's not the same type of life. Okay, this is a certain type of life, like a living organism. Lafuki chita chad shel iser. V'chein tzarich she adavar she'asar mitechila b'riyasal, has to be something that's forbidden from the time it was created. La'afuke of tahor shnit navel, as opposed to a of tahor, that's a chicken that became a nevela, was not shechted right. And shor haniskal. V'chein tzarich she adavar shalem, needs to be also a davar shalem, complete. She'im yechalek, that if you cut it up, ein shmo alav, that it does not change its name. So in other words, if I cut up a chicken, then it's called a half a chicken or a quarter of a chicken. So because it changes its name after I cut it, so all the time while it's whole, it's a bria. La'afuki chelev, as opposed to chelev, because when we, let's say we buy a piece of chelev, fat or shuman, that when I cut it, it's still, you don't say I'm buying a half a chelev. Say I'm buying chelev, and you cut according to the weight. But by chickens, you say, oh, give me a half a chicken, give me a reva, a quarter of a chicken. V'chein tzarich shiyah shalem, and it needs to be shalem. If it falls apart in your taruvis, so then it doesn't have a din of bria anymore. Ramah, v'ikar gira na she'enu ela ala kaf bilvad. It's only on the palm or the kaf bilvad. Shehu kerochav arba tzot. It's 4 finger breaths wide. V'im hu shalem mikre bria. And if the gira nashe is shalem, it's called a bria. Halacha beis. Davar shu bria shenit ba shalem hatar. A bria that is cooked with a hatar, let's say it's an ant or a fly or something. Im eno makiro akol aser. If you can't find it, everything's aser. Ve'arotav benosin tam. And the rotav is mutter, as long as there are 60 against it. V'makiro v'zarko, if you see it and you take it out. V'achirim v'arotav tzarich she'ahem shishim kenegdo. You need 60 against it. So in case, let's say in the case of Aver Minachai, if I could not find the Aver Minachai, so all the whole food is aser, I guess every, you would say everything that looks like that Aver Minachai is aser. And the Rotav needs 60 against it. So let's say we're talking about the aver of a chicken somehow got cut off. It was aver min achai, and it ended up into a pot of food. So then all the legs in that taruv is arasar. And the rotav, you need 60 against it. So obviously the rotav, the potatoes, anything that doesn't look like that, aver min achai, will be asra ad shishim. In other words, you need shishim against it. But all the other legs, anything else that looks like that aver min achai, are completely asr, even if there's 1,000 of them. Okay, chutz mi gid anasha, shein tam osr, except for gid anasha, whose taste does not osr. It has no taste. So the taste, you don't need 60 against it. If you can't find the gid anasha, so only the gidim are asr, but there are other gidim in there that look like the gid anasha, but they're not the gid anasha. So all the gidim are asr, and the gravy is mutter, even if you don't have 60 against the gid anasha. Dein begidim b'dosein tam, they don't have a taste. Avol shumno oser v'tzarich shishim kenegdo. But the shuman of the gid anasha, that's the shuman around the gid, you need 60 against the lahater arotav. The shuman of the gid anasha is aser derabanan, and you need 60 against it to matter the rotav. Lefikach yerech shenitbashal im gido, therefore a whole thigh that was cooked with the gid in it, the sinew or the ligament in it, im akiro v'zarko hakol hashar mutter. If you're able to take out that yerech, that thigh, everything is mutter. Im yesh bo shishim keneged shumno. Providing that you have 60 against the shuman of that gid, okay, because that the shuman around the gid is aser midrabanan. V'im eno makiro, and if you don't find it, if you can't find that yerek, kol hachatichos asuros, all of the chatichos, just like I said with the example of the aver min achai, kol hachatichos asuros, im yesh b'kedera shishim keneged ashuman. Mutar rotav, and if there are 60 against the shuman, the rotav is mutar. Obviously, the rotav, the potatoes, anything else. V'im lav, aser. And if not, so everything is going to be aser. V'im nimuach hagid, if the gid dissolved, v'eino nikar, and it's not nikar, tzarich gan kein shishim kenegdo. You also need 60 against it. That's midrabanan, you need 60 against it. If you look at the Pri Chadash, he explains that according to the Mechaber, any time you have something that doesn't give a taste, so then you can matter it even in less than 60. So Gid doesn't give a taste, so you can matter it in less than 60. That's a Pri Chadash. Gimel Kederah Shel Marak Shenafal Ba Sham Birya the nebda aser hakol, a kedera of soup that fell into that a beria fell in, and you can't find it. Everything is aser. So that would mean that if you had a soup that a fly flew in, and you couldn't find it, so all the whole soup is aser. The shach says that's when it's efshar to do straining. You can't strain it. In other words, if a fly fell into the soup and you can't find it, all the whole soup is usher, meaning that you have to eat when you eat the soup, you have to look at every spoon of soup you're eating. Okay, I once ordered in town a juice, you know, one of these fruit juices, and the guy, when he was made the juice, when he put it into the blender, he showed me, doesn't this juice, you know, look at all these fruits that you put in. Look how nice they look. And I'm saying, oh yeah, it looks very nice. And I saw a bug in it. And before I could even say anything, the guy takes the whole fruit, pours it into the machine, stirs it up, makes it into a juice, and hands it to me. So I said, listen, I can't eat this. There was a bug in it. He says, what do you mean there's a bug? There's no bugs in my food. I said, I saw a bug. I'm not going to eat it. So he says, I got all ground up. And I said, you know, how can you know it got ground up? I don't know if it got ground up. Maybe it did, maybe it didn't. It's a blender. He said, pureed the bug. So in the end, since you can't find the bug, you can't eat it. Dalet. Yerakos mevushalos shnimtzehem gimel talaim. A bunch of vegetables that you found three bugs in them. Hayerakos esurim. All the vegetables are asur. Aval me hashlakos, the juice that came, that you had from this, that when you boiled up the vegetables, mesanenin umutarim, there you strain it and it's all mutar. V'chein habasar yirchatsu, and the, also the meat, just wash it off. V'yivdeku umutar, yivdekenu umutar, you check it and it's mutar. So you get rid of the vegetables. Let's say you're talking about broccoli or cauliflower, and you find bugs in it. So all the broccoli or the cauliflower is aser, but the water that was boiled up is mutter. And if you cooked it up with any type of meat, so wash off the meat and check it, and it'll be mutter. There's an interesting taz vav on this point, and he brings a machlokas. So what do you need, two bugs or three bugs to make a chazaka? So here the mechaber paskins that you need three bugs. Okay, we won't get into the proof, you read the taz. A case lamaisa that happened to somebody in our chabura, he was eating at somebody's house on Shabbos, and he found a bug while eating the soup. He put it on the side, and then he found a second bug. So he had a shaila. Should I keep eating? Maybe I'll find a third bug, and I'll have to make a macha. I'll have to tell everybody, hey, there's bugs in the soup. That would embarrass the hostess. On the other hand, you know, I don't have a chiyuv to keep eating the soup. And right now everything is mutter, what should I do? So he decided, and rightly so, he said, look, right now I only found two. There's no chazaka, I didn't break any chazaka yet, that maybe there is a third bug. I'm not mechuyev to go and announce that there's bugs in this soup. So he stopped eating, and everything was set on the chazaka, and he didn't embarrass the hostess. That's what he did lamaisa, and I thought that was a pretty good thing, because up until now the food has a chazaka, so why embarrass somebody when you be over a derisa of embarrassing somebody? Okay, let's go into our shir, the introduction, shir number 8. We're now talking about the introduction. Until now we have learned that Isurim are batal in Shishim. However, there are some Isurim that are not batal even in 1,000, even though Midoraisa they are batal. The Prima Gadim Mishvah Zahav list 9 things. These 9 things can be broken up into 4 categories. Okay, let's first say the 4 categories, then we'll say the 9 things. 4 categories are Davar Chashuv, Davar Sheish L'Matirin, Marin Chazusa, and Isurei Hana, that has Chorus. Okay, now let's go into these 9 things. Davar Chashuv. Things that are not batal because of their importance. Okay, that's a Davar Chashuv, something that's important. The Sfora is that simply you don't want it to be batal. It's chashuv, so really the Rabbanan Ar goes there, since you don't want it to be batal, so it's not batal. Number 1, a bria. Number 2, chaticha rilis chabed. That's a piece of food that can be served to guests. It's fitting to be served to guests. We'll see that in Simon 101. A bali chayim, living things, and and seven more things listed in Kuf Yud. Seven things that are chashuv in all places. Number two, davar sheyeshal matirin. So what is a davar sheyeshal matirin? Something that can become mutter later on in time. We'll discuss that in Simon Kuf Beis. Davar sheyeshal matirin. Simply speaking, why eat it now, be'isura, when you can eat it, be'hetera. But the Ran, that was according to Rashi. The Ran has another whole limud, what it means, davar sheyeshal matirin. Number three, Mara and Chazusa, and Ma'amid. Okay, what is Mara or Chazusa? Something that gives appearance, and a Ma'amid is a catalyst. That changes the state of food. For example, enzymes used to make cheese. That's a Ma'amid. So it's not batel even an aleph, because you wouldn't have the cheese if it wasn't for that. Or davar chametz, yeast. Yeast, especially on Pesach, yeast is a davar machmitz, so it's not batel, even an aleph. And like we said, mare or chazusa, because you see it. It gives an appearance. Number four, isuri anah that carries the din of chorus. So that's, for example, chametz on Pesach, it's a machlokas, whether it's a davar sheyeshal matirin or not. But b'chol zot is not but to leave in an aleph. One reason is because the Rabbanin were gozer, since it has a din of chorus, it's Isra Hanah, they wanted to make an extra extra protection against it. Chazusa. Now we'll talk about Chazusa. The Prima Gunin brings a three-way machlokas regarding Chazusa. The Minchas Kohen holds that any time you can discern the Isser by appearance is not batal. However, this is only when the Isser was put into the food for the benefit of its appearance. If the Isser was not put in the pot for the benefit of appearance, it is batal even if it can be seen, as long as there is 60 against it. The Pri Chadash. He agrees to the Minchas Kohen that it must be there for appearance. But he says that since this din is a suffix, we are only machmir by Isuri Deraisa. But by Isuri Derabbanan, even if there is an appearance, it is batal in 60. The Minchas Yaakov holds that by food we say tam kiker. Therefore, taste is the determining factor, and not appearance. And therefore, even in a Suri Deraisa, it would be batal in 60. Now we'll start. With that background, we can start Simen Kuf Sif Aleph. Bria. Most poskim hold that a bria, for an example, an ant, a worm, a fly, a tame fowl, gidanasha, eber minachai, a bait that has an froach in it, etc., is not batal even in 1,000. However, this din is only midrabbanan. The reason the Chachamim made such a gezeira is because the punishment for eating a bria is malchus, even though it is less than a kezias. In other words, even though an ant is less than a kezias, a person will get malchus lashings if they eat an ant, even though it's small. The Chachamim said, since the Torah is strict, even if the birya is less than the size of a mashu, we had recently in New York the cases of those little copeds, whatever they're called, that are swimming around in the water. So that's a bria. So they're not batal. Midoraisa, if you see them. You have to be able to see them. So too, we will be strict and make a gezeira and a taruvis that is not batal. However, midraisa, a bria, is batal according to the dinim of shari surim. Therefore, in a suffix, therefore, if it is a suffix, whether the iser is a bria or not, we can be makel and treat it like shari surim. That means that really, if I can't find the fly that fell into my soup, so it's batal midraisa. But midrabanan, if I can midrabanan, it's not batal. Or for example, the case I told you about where the fellow pureed all the vegetables. So midraisa, that bug, if I can't, I can't see it, I can't find it. Midraisa, it's batal. Midrabanan, it would be aser. And what is a case of a suffix? If you have a suffix, whether or not the thing is called a bria or not, so then we'll treat it like shari surim, and it will be batal and shishim. Okay, the conditions. What makes a bria? An nizer must meet four conditions in order to be elevated to the status of a bria, and therefore not batal even in 1,000. Four conditions. First, I'll read you the four conditions, then we'll explain them. Has to be whole, has to have chiyus, has to be aser mitchilas briyasa, and it has to be that when you cut it, it's called by another name. The Prima Gadim gives a fifth condition, that it has to be an iser migufo umeatzmo. Now we'll go into these conditions. It has to be whole. What does it mean it has to be whole? Even if the animal is dead, it is called a bria. However, if it is missing one limb, even a limb that its life is not dependent on, or if it is crushed and no longer recognizable, it loses the din of a bria. So if the insect or the animal or the aver got crushed, and you can't recognize it anymore, so it's not a bria. It makes no difference whether the bria was crushed or lost an important limb after it became known that it fell into tarubis and is no longer a bria and is batal according to the laws of Shari Surim. So in other words, if somebody came along and by accident turned on the blender and pureed that aver min hachai, so then it loses the din of bria. Number two, it has to have chiyus. What does it mean, chiyus? Life. That at one time it was part of a nefesh. Okay, it was part of a nefesh. For example, Gita Nasho or Aver Min Hachai. This excludes a grain of wheat that is aser because of the din of klayim, or an egg that is aser because it has a blood spot. In other words, neither of those two things, the grain of wheat or the egg with a blood spot, ever was shayach to a nefesh, so never had chiyus. Number three, it has to be aser mitchilas briyasa, from the time it came into existence. This excludes, for example, a chicken that was not shechted properly, or meat that absorbed iser. Neither of these two things are aser mitchila briyasa, from the time it came into existence. Number four, it is called by a specific name when it is whole, but by another name when it is divided. All of the pertinent examples above are called differently when they are cut in half. For example, a chicken cut in half is called a half of the chicken, or a gid is called a half of a gid. However, chaylev is referred to as chaylev, whether it's big or small. Therefore, is not called a bria, since its name does not change. As I said, the Prima Gadim, in his introduction to Taruvus, adds a fifth condition. It is an iser migufo umeatzmo, in and of its own accord. This excludes an animal that is born treif, since it is a din that makes it treif. So a tahor animal that is born treif, that does not have a din of a bria. Aver min hachai. The Prima Gadim brings a machlokus whether aver min hachai, that is less than a zayas, is considered a bria. The Pnei Aryeh and the Pri Toar hold that it is not a bria. The reason is that since there is no malchus, it is not called, is not chashuv. The Prima Gaddin brings the Krasi that argues and says that even less in the Kazayas, it is considered a Bria. Isuri de Rabbanin. The Prima Gaddin in his introduction says that another nafkamina would be Isuri de Rabbanin. In the case of Isuri de Rabbanin. For example, the outer Gid Hanasha that is mid de Rabbanin. According to the Prihatar, it would not be considered a Bria since there is no Isser Malkus. And according to the Plasi, it would be considered a Bria. Okay, we're talking about there's part of the Gid Hanasha that's Asr de Rabbanin, and there's part of the Gid Hanasha that's Asr de Raisa. So that part of the Gid Hanasha, which is Asr de Rabbanin, is not a Bria according to the Prihatar, but according to the Plasi, it is a Bria. Eggs. The Shach says an egg that has a blood spot is not a Bria. Furthermore, an egg with an Afroach, a chick, is not a Bria, since an egg is not Aser Metichilas Briasa. Very good point. An egg, when it's born, is Mutter. It only becomes Aser when the Afroach develops. So, according to the Shach, an egg is not a Bria. However, since the Rambam says there is a Bria, the Shach says we cannot be Mekel. Questions on the Shir. Review questions. Question number one. Under what conditions do we say that an Isser is never Batel? So those were the four conditions that we said in the beginning of the Shir. Dabar Chashuv, Dabar Sheish Lamaterin, Mayra Chazusa, Yisur Yana. Question number two. Is Chazusa alone enough to Usher food if the Isser is not giving taste? So that's a three-way machlokis, Minchas Kohen, Pri Chodash, and the Minchas Yaakov. Number three, what are five conditions that must exist for the Isser to be called a Bria? So we said whole, has to be whole, has to have Chiyus, has to be Asher Mitchilas Briasa, has to be called by a different name if it is cut, and the Prima Gaddim adds a fifth one, Isser Migufo Ume Atzmo, as opposed to being Isser from a din. Is Kalaya Kerem a Bria? No, because it doesn't have Chiyus. Is Aver Minachai a Bria? Yes, and there's a Machlokus whether or not the Aver Minachai, which is smaller than a Kazayas, is considered a Bria. Is part of the Gid Hanasha, which is Asher Mid Rabbanin, a Bria? The Prima Gaddim brings a machlokes between the Pre-Torah and the Plasi. Okay, according to the Pre-Torah, it's not considered a Bria, and according to the Plasi, it is considered a Bria. Number seven, is an egg with a blood spot on the yolk considered a Bria? The answer is no, because it doesn't have any chios. Okay, now, even though that this shir was very short, it's a short simon, you should be able, with the information that we have, be able to read and understand the whole simon. That was shir number 8. Thank you very much.